Joe Biden's DHS extends temporary amnesty for over 8,000 Syrians in U.S. by John Binder on January 27, 2024. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has again extended a temporary amnesty program to more than 8,000 Syrian nationals living in the United States, ensuring they are not eligible for deportation and can hold American jobs. Late on Friday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the extension and redesignation of temporary protected status, TPS, for about 8,200 Syrian nationals in the U.S. who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. Syrians with TPS will now be able to remain in the U.S. and hold American jobs through September 2025 as long as they claim that they were in the country as of January 25, 2024. TPS was first created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, and prevents federal immigration officials from deporting those from countries that the federal government has designated as experiencing famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. In addition, Mayorkas announced so-called special student relief for Syrians who are in the U.S. on F-1 student visas, which will allow them to request employment authorization, work an increased number of hours while school is in session, and reduce their course load while continuing to maintain F-1 status through the TPS designation period. We recognize the vulnerable status of Syrian nationals already present in the United States who cannot safely return home, Mayorkas said in a statement. We are therefore using the legal tool available to us to provide them with this much-needed humanitarian relief. As Breitbart News has noted, Biden has massively ballooned TPS to keep more than 1 million foreign nationals in the U.S. who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. The administration's strategy has long been to rapidly increase the foreign-born population through illegal and legal immigration. The latest Census Bureau data reveals that the nation's foreign-born population stands at about 49.5 million, just half a million immigrants short of 50 million. The foreign-born population today represents the largest ever in American history. Flashback, Senator Chuck Schumer: amnesty for illegals is the only way we're going to have a great future in America. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.